Podcasting like we mean it. It's the Red Boy Podcast, show number 38, featuring me, Absolute Amy.
G'day world, Aussie Tom here. You know, when I'm not wrestling crocodiles or keeping the dingoes off the veranda, I like to settle down and listen to the Red Boy Podcast. You know what? You can too. Just go to www.redboypodcast.com. It's as simple as that. And take it from me, it's true blue podcasting.
See yous later.
Oh, no, no, go, go, go!
Coming to you from the dining room.
The dining room.
This is the Red Boy Podcast featuring Absolute Amy. Ooh. And now, smack dab from the middle of the cornfields of central Illinois.
Yeah.
Here is Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Please bring me my wine.
I think you're off in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun, we'll need plastic surgery to remove our damn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your ass. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see a moose. Praise Marty Moose. Holy shit.
Oh, yes. Praise Marty Moose. Who doesn't praise Marty Moose, Amy?
I don't know, but you, part of your editing was,
I think it was okay.
Very good.
Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast, episode number 38 on, ouch, there's so much crap in this dining room, September 22nd, 2005. I played that because we did take our road trip.
We had a road trip last weekend.
Yeah, we weren't praising Marty Moose. We just went to Saginaw, Michigan to see your sister.
We're right in the corner of the mitt, right?
Yes.
Right where the thumb and the finger would connect.
You were very excited about that, weren't you?
I'm like, we're right there. I can point right on my hand and go, okay, where's my map of Michigan?
You told Little Red Boy, whoop, hey, take a look. Look, we're in the mitt. What? He was not as impressed as you were.
He thought it was cute after a while.
But we were only, you know, an hour and a half from Les from Zaldo's World. I don't know where exactly he is up there, but he was only an hour and a half, but we had so much crap going on.
We had a quick trip up.
It was not fair to him to make him drive an hour and a half for us to say, hi, now we got to go.
Quick 8 hours up.
We're 400 miles from...
And then it was 6.5 home.
Yes.
We made much better time on the way.
We were in some space-time continuum coming home, apparently, and got us home much faster than...
No, we didn't get caught up in I-80.
We didn't stop at the Playland at McDonald's of somewhere in the middle of Michigan, so...
Well...
It was interesting, so
it was fun. We went to Oktoberfest.
I should have filled Frankenmuth, Little Bavaria. I should have filled my giant stein with beer.
You could have. You still could later.
I spent $36, $20 to buy this mug, and Amy goes, how much was that? And I go, $20. Does that include the beer? I said, no, gotta add beer.
Yeah, and this is from the man who was giving me grief at the world's largest Christmas store, Bronner's, when I wanted to buy 3 Christmas ornaments.
But we don't need another Christmas ornament.
Yes,
we
do.
We
get new Christmas ornaments.
I know.
Every year.
That's fine. But Amy, question for you. What city exists, and I bet Les would know the answer to this, what city exists on the way to Michigan that has a funny name on the sign?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember?
Yes, it's...
What did the sign say? Do you remember?
Yes.
What did it say?
It said Climax.
1.25 miles. I had never had a warning about a client. I was very excited. I'm driving. I'm like, oh, holy crap. And a quarter of a mile, a quarter? Or I didn't know if it was more of get ready, here it comes, or you got to be ready to climax in a mile and a quarter.
Yeah, never mind.
And it didn't even dawn on me until I was talking to your brother-in-law, well, our brother-in-law, I guess. And he goes, Matt, you do realize that's on Interstate 69. So on Interstate 60, I mean, I don't know what kind of...
I thought it was 96.
No, it is 69. No.
Are you sure?
Get the map out. On Interstate 69 in Michigan is a town called Climax, 1.25 mile away.
Well, no, that was the exit.
Well, yeah.
When we were...
So I had my camera ready on the way back, and we never saw it, so I was too much in the groove to get home.
Anyways, we had a good time. And then there's also, we're going to go to Kalamazoo the next time, because they call it an air zoo. But I think it's some kind of amusement park type thing. So I thought that might be a fun thing to do.
But what about our trip? Our trip was great.
Yeah, we had fun.
But who... And for some reason, I feel this bond this week with Jawbone, Len and Nora over at Jawbone Radio, part of the podcastoutlawnetwork.com. I said just podcastoutlaws.com. Anyway, part of our podcast group. He's been not happy with quite a few dining establishments. What establishment am I not happy with, Amy? You effing Hall.
Oh, but that you said dining.
Well, no, okay, it wasn't dining, but
I'm dining. You're looking at me like I'm some kind of like
franchise,
okay, I'm
establishment.
Going, I don't remember us having a problem with
franchise establishment.
Oh yes,
I don't want to dress out longer than it needs to be, but we rented one of those turtle topper kind of deals, a soft top bag thing you strap to your roof so you put your crap in it, and it is $5 a day, $20 for a week.
Yes.
So I picked it up and I told the guy. You guys, well, you want a week, right? And I said,
yes.
Okay. I picked it up on a Thursday. I take it back on a Wednesday, thinking, well, this is a week, right? That's 7 days. I take it in. The guy goes,
nope. Yeah, you can't bring that back yet.
No. What do you, no, it's $30. I said, no, it's $20 for the week. Well, you had it 6 days. I'm like, well, Gomer, why don't you just keep it for an extra day and only charge me $20? Can't do that. Computer can't do it.
Go and take that with you.
So I'm like, so if I leave it today, you'll charge me $30. If I take it with me and come back tomorrow, I pay $20.
Yep.
I was so pissed. I just picked it up and just walked out. Go back today, the guy's like, they could have just told that. We do it all the time. You just hold them and we process a transaction the next day. So I don't think it was U-Haul that sucks. It was just the employee of the day sucked. Are both the employees
Matt,
of the day.
As I've told you before, there's a reason that those people are probably working at U-Haul. Yes. And I don't want to offend anyone, but there are some people.
Because the guy working today was very new a lot, knew exactly how to handle my
problem. He's probably the manager, and these guys were the schmoes.
And then some. So, all right. So U-Haul sucks. I think there's a U-HaulSucks.com if you really are interested. But
yeah, but what will we do the next time? Probably go to U-Haul and get
there
that again.
Go. So. But why I'm continuing, for some reason, on this bond with Jawbone this week, have you seen the commercials for RLS, Restless Leg Syndrome?
What?
You've seen it. You sit down, your legs need to move. You see?
Oh,
the
when
rest
I,
of, yeah.
Yeah, when I bounce.
Yeah, it's...
And I do that in church.
It's my opinion
people.
That drug companies come up with these things and make people think they have a problem, saying they sell a drug for something that might not really be something that needs a drug, but maybe it's a problem, maybe it's not. But this is RLS Awareness Week.
I'm doing it right now.
Are you shaking?
I do it all the time. You,
every time
it
we
drives
podcast?
You, it drives you crazy.
But this is RLS Awareness Week, 19th through the 25th. Tomorrow, Friday the 23rd, when most people would probably be listening to this, Friday, tomorrow, is RLS Day.
So what? We all run around and like shake our legs?
Well, here's my question. Well, it's like
sit
Awareness
around,
Day.
Sit around and shake our
But who determined this? Did just like some group say... And today, you know, can I just decide today's podcast awareness day? I mean, is this the Governor
yes.
Schwarzenegger or something?
You
this?
Could do that, Matt, if you want.
And nobody listens, so.
Okay.
But so, yeah, happy RLS Awareness Week. Oh, and today was Elephant Appreciation Day, too. September 22nd, Elephant Appreciation Day.
Doggone it.
There you go. So play a piano. No, that's bad. That was me.
Do what? I didn't even get that at all.
Elephant tusks, ivory, piano keys.
Is that what they're really made out of?
Well, I don't think anymore because it's against like every law in the world to do it, but
wow.
I don't know. I'm not a piano guy. I can't play anything, so.
Getting one of those for Christmas though.
I don't want to waste time on this. I was going to talk about Oprah sucking, but
what about her?
She just sucks.
I don't like the new format.
She's jumped the shark. It's like, I have my good friend Jennifer Aniston, and we're just trying to have lunch, and the helicopters, and blah, 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 and oh, and then I went to go, oh, shut the hell up, I don't give a shit anymore, sorry, oops.
Yeah, wow, that was ugly.
It is, I get on my tires.
But you like Dr. Phil, which we will not be doing any more of.
Well, alright, well, we'll jump ahead. That's
Dr. Phil's not going to be making any more appearances.
Amy, that's an excellent, you would think you've read the show notes, which I know you haven't, because I just wrote them like 3 hours ago. Shelley.
I can read you like a book.
Shelley from Shelley's podcast said Dr. Phil sounds like Bill Clinton. Shelly, I don't know what you're thinking, but Monica, you're hot. So, see, I think.
Okay, you know what? Let's just stop.
Yeah.
Let's just figure that impersonations will not be something we'll be doing on the show unless we have someone who does an impersonation voice that's not one of us doing it.
Yes. Well, we got an email from our Aussie Tom. Who down there, they don't call him Aussie Tom because that's redundant.
He's just Tom.
He's just Tom. But, yes, he remembers, he is only 23, but he is aware of the Men at Work song, Land Down Under, because I think it's almost like the unofficial Australian theme song. Let's see, the song. He thinks a combi is a, from the Land Down Under, I should have kept the clip. And a Go broken ahead. Down combi is what the line is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Volkswagen combi van, which I haven't even heard of. That must be the bug, like the van thing. The vehicle of choice for Australian hippies. That's why it's a hippie
trail.
It's a hippie buses from the 70s, I think, is what it is.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
Then the Vegemite sandwich refers to a sandwich with Vegemite on it, a popular Australian snack. But then he goes, Vegemite is a... Now, in one sentence, he says a popular snack. In the next sentence, Vegemite is a revolting dark spread which Australians develop a tolerance for. Now, any food I had to develop a tolerance for, I don't know if I want to eat, Tom. He goes, if you never tasted it, I recommend you give it a try. Yeah, and he sent us a jar. Tom, I will email you our address. Send us a jar of Vegemite and we'll try it on the air.
Oh, good grief.
I'd like to see it. I don't know.
You, Mr. Pick Everything?
Oh, I'm sure I'll throw up, but I'd like to try it. And we're going to get a Skype interview with him, too. So.
Oh, that'd be fun.
But, so, yeah, that's our
Maybe we could go and fly minute. 22 hours oh, to geez. Do a podcast with him.
Yeah, why don't we meet halfway in, like, the middle of the ocean?
How about Hawaii? Tom, let's meet you in Hawaii.
Yeah, we'll meet you in Hawaii. We'll do a little hula. But we also played the Da Vinci's Notebook song last time.
Yeah.
And we had a celebrity phone call, Amy.
No.
Bill Cosby. Okay,
no,
I can't.
Let's just not even do it, because I didn't even think that Bill Cosby was very good.
Well, I'd love to hear this.
I know, it's really bad.
Hi, this is Bill Cosby. I was listening to your latest Red Bull podcast. And first up, you should not say penis on your show. It's offensive to the children, and I had to tell my children they don't have penises. It's very embarrassing. Second, when you had Dr. Phil on, that was the absolute worst impression I've ever heard on anyone's show.
Apparently it's unanimous.
Except for this
if
new
I was
one.
I have a show called like the Bill Cosby Podcast, I would have the Bill Cosby Family, and the Bill Cosby Dancers, and the Bill Cosby Singers. And I'd have actual celebrities on the show. My first guest would probably be Terrell Owens and the Macho Man, Randy Savage. But you do not have celebrities on your show.
So he goes on about, yeah, but I know why he brought up Macho Man, Randy Savage. But
I have to say, if your Dr. Phil is the worst, then that is like the worst Bill Cosby I've heard.
Thank you. You know what? I appreciate you standing up for my crappy
that,
impersonations.
What did not sound like Bill Cosby. It sounded like
you old poop.
That's what it sounded like. It sounded like
Bill Cosby's what? From what, Detroit or like Chicago, Detroit?
I don't know where he's from.
But when a white boy from Arizona tries to do it. Not that I'm calling Aaron out or anything, but
yeah, that wasn't very good.
But
it was cute.
It was moderately entertaining.
I have to agree with the Mr. Bill there. I didn't like you shouting out penis.
Penis is an anatomical
term. And you will not be playing that song again on this show.
I don't have my views expressed by Absolute Amy. Not only
so what,
but
let's move on.
Then we have a challenge for you, Amy.
Oh, no.
Actually, you know what? Let's save that. We'll come back.
Challenge?
Out. Well, we'll do it now. Les from Zaldo. Les. Les in Michigan.
Yes.
Hey, it's Les again. Again, listening to your show, and I think I want to make a challenge. I want to make a challenge to Absolute Amy that I can name every single one of the What'd You Say songs. Like we can do a Skype call somehow or whatever, and I can get every single one.
So he's challenged you.
That's okay, because I really didn't know that there was a competition with myself. But, you know, that would be fun. Yes. I would do it, but I know he'll win because I suck.
Well, I'll probably need him to record it, too, because I'm not smart enough to put it together. But
I would do that. That would be fun.
And then we had to close out our voicemail segment. But yes. Okay. We'll do the challenge.
I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry. We passed Amy's bedtime of it is 8:10 in the cornfields right now.
It is. Yeah, you know how many podcasts? Oh, wait, I'm still on Michigan time.
Okay, we've been home a week. I think you've recovered from the 1 hour time change.
It's only Thursday. It's not been that long.
China, okay, that was 13 hours. This is 1 hour.
Michigan's a little more difficult.
This is like daylight savings time, okay?
Okay.
But you know what? You know how many podcasters with kids would kill to be able to podcast at 8 o'clock at night? Most of them are doing it like midnight in their attic.
Oh, and it's so much fun because let me just tell you a little story. How do we put Luke to bed? He lays on the couch. He falls asleep. You walk him upstairs.
Why are you venting our bad parenting skills?
No, this
on
is
our
the
podcast?
Best. This is the best. And this, what time did he fall asleep? About 7:15.
Sure.
Then, boom, 8 o'clock. Maggie.
Podcast.
Maggie. Oh, yeah. Night night. Then you take her upstairs. You put her in her bed.
But she's the magic baby. Just
put
her down.
And you put her little blankie over, and she giggles, and you wind up the little thing. You say, "I see you in the morning." Okay. That's it.
Did she really say okay?
No, not yet, but she probably will.
Okay.
That was just me, like, doing the imaginary Maggie voice.
So thanks for...
So we're pretty lucky on that.
Oh, speaking of dragging us off track, and back to my whole jawbone tie-in this week. Mr. X, I've decided anytime I have an idea for the show, I'm just going to do it. I have these ideas wondering, would this be a good idea or not?
I don't know. Do you like my stickers?
Yeah. I was thinking we have this trivia of the 90s. I thought we could play that game. So I listened to the last Mr. X show. He's doing 80s trivia.
Well, we have 90s.
Well, and guess what? But he's doing it by himself. But then Len Skyped in and made it a little more better. But I'm like, crap. You know what?
Maybe we should podcast with our friends Mitch and Fawn, and we could play a game and have it on the iRiver.
Have the four of us all be... Well, we can just... We could just take the I could plug the mics into the iRiver.
We could do that.
We could do that. Okay. So anyway.
Yeah, that might not work, but
that could suck too. But you know what? They do say they don't use a board. Nobody gives a crap about the board. They just want to listen to the questions, okay. Which I would agree.
I do too. I just like reading them.
Okay. So here's.
Where is our game?
You remember?
Because there's the Christmas present one. Where's ours?
I don't care. Oh. Our friend Redcorn from California, yeah. Conferenced with a friend of his.
Oh. Hello, Red Boy. How are you? Hi, sweetie. Oh, stop it. Jesus, Red Corn.
This is Red Corn and then Blue Balls. I mean Blue Boy.
Yes, hello. It's the two of us. We're just wondering when you're going to join our party. We've been, like, waiting all frickin' morning.
That's right. We're over here at the Coffee Clatch. Getting us some coffee. I've got coffee in one hand and an itching meat bat in the other.
And I've got my leather pants on. Holy shit, Jared, that's so awesome. Oops, did I just say shit on
yes,
the show?
Yes, you did.
Oh,
yes,
my
you did.
Gosh.
That's you know, they are so beautiful because the ass is cut out of them, and I can just spank him meat to meat right now. You ready? You want to hear it?
Yes, do it. Okay. Do it, baby.
Okay, bend over. Are you ready?
I'm ready, baby.
Okay, hold on.
Ow. God dang it. You just keep hurting me over and over.
We're going to get a really X-rated rating here if we don't watch out, sweetie.
Oh, sorry. Well, Mr. Redcorn, we just wanted to, I'm sorry, Mr. Red Boy, Redcorn.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Right, honey, I'm Redcorn.
Baby.
The anti-Red Boy.
Mr. Red Boy, we just wanted to thank you for playing our stuff on your show, and, you know, I hope my little car thing didn't, you know, get you off the air or anything.
Just I know, the FCC might come down on him.
Yeah.
And it might upset his Midwestern sensibilities, you know.
Holy cow. It's just, you know, actually, speaking of cows, there was this one time I'm not going to talk about
it. Who spoke of cows?
I said, holy cow.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I need to get my earwax cleaned out.
Mm, I got
I'll go to Pedro.
I have something for that.
Oh, don't tempt me.
Okay, well, we're just going to toodles now. Thank you.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye.
So, Red Corn apparently has a boyfriend, Blue Boy. Not Blue Balls.
So, I have to say that I don't really know if I want this in my show anymore, if I want to be on this, because they're really giving homosexuals a bad name.
Well, yeah.
And I do know some gay people, and yeah, they're not.
My fear is, and Aaron does it, I mean, Blue Boy.
Yeah, Aaron.
No, but my fear is that Red Corn does almost too good of a job. Well, too convincing there.
You know.
So, yeah.
I would rather have him be Chewbacca. I might make him want to do it. Yeah, we'll do an interview with Chewbacca.
Oh, that'd be good. So, Chewbacca, how you been? Okay. Are you choking? Sounds like you're gargling. We went to get Amy her wine, and I asked the lady what year the wine
the box was.
We had the box wine tonight. We don't always drink crappy wine in this house, but you know what? She only drinks like a glass once in a while, and I'm tired of throwing away full bottles of wine. So
you know,
I buy a box of wine. I took it up to the counter. I asked the lady, some college girl. I go, so do you know what year this is? And she gave me this look, and I'm like, I'm kidding.
She's looking at you like, stupid old man. Like,
yeah.
Quit trying to flirt with me, you jerk.
She wasn't that cute.
Still.
Okay.
Neither are you.
On that note, I will try and...
Can we go on with the show?
Access the mouth.
It's time for a Red Boy exclusive.
What in the hell kind of podcast are you running over here?
What's other stuff I say?
It's called Raymer's Random Rants.
What's some other stuff I say?
He just might be a little crazy.
You ever notice that rednecks don't need an excuse to party?
No, I'm not talking to you.
Who the hell do you think I'm talking to?
But sometimes he just might make some sense.
I'm talking to myself.
Who the hell knows? I certainly don't.
I'm just a guy with too much time on my hands, okay?
It's called Raymer's Random Rants.
Hey, let's go talk to this drunk.
Are you drunk right now? I'm not either.
Let me have a sip of my Diet Pepsi. How you like that?
I just love voicemail.
Did I mention he might be a little crazy? I don't know, but I've been told. Yeah.
I have 3 kids and 2 hairs left. Which one's going first?
It's called Raymer's Random Rant.
Did I mention this? I just love voicemail.
Hi, kids. It's Adam. Hey, how you doing? How was your weekend? Yeah, no coffee this morning. That's why I sound a little down.
Mm-hmm.
No coffee, no Starbucks. I went camping, froze my buttocks off. It's a little bit cold in the mountains. Yes, it does get cold in California. Anyway, I'm out here on the street again, and I saw this poster for a missing dog. So if anybody's seen a dog named Tiny Tim, he was last seen 90205. He's black and white. He's blind from one eye, and he needs his medication. That's what it says. So please call. I'm just bummed out that I don't have any coffee. Maybe I should ask all your listeners to donate to my coffee fund. What do you think? Guess what? Here it comes. Good morning to ya. 6:18 in the morning. The sun's just coming up. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's Thursday. Or is it Friday? Hell, I don't know. Hey, guess what? Got some coffee, kids. Oh, yeah. Woo! Yeah, I had to stop by Starbucks and get me a double espresso. Hold on. Sorry about that. Guess what happened yesterday? That's right. Got in a wreck. No big deal. Somebody rear-ended me. And I don't mean in the gay sense either. Thanks for playing that song about me. Da Vinci's Notebook actually wrote that song for me. Wonder how long it would take me to drive to your house. Maybe I will. I'll come podcast with you. I'll be like, Matt Mamie, I'm home! Anyway, I know where you live. Does that scare you? Amy? I'm kidding. I'm cool. It's all right. I'm not weird. That's what I tell all the people anyway. Anyway, I'm just rambling now. Huh?
This has been a Red Boy exclusive presentation, Raymer's Random Rants. This segment could be illegal in several states and or jurisdictions, including Maryland, Maine, Mississippi, Queen Creek, Arizona, Baltimore, Maryland, Guam, Hawaii, Battle Creek, Michigan.
I'm just a guy with too much time on my hands, okay?
Listening to Raymer's Random Rant could cause the following birth defects and or ailments: fibromyalgia, IBS or irritable bowel syndrome, lupus, werewolf syndrome, China syndrome, mumps, measles, Parkinson's, whooping cough, typhoid fever, and or Saturday night fever.
I'm not drunk.
See you next time here on Red Boy's podcast for Raymer's Random Rants, because you just never know what you might hear.
I love this voicemail, man. It's great.
Let's talk about Disney.
Are you a Disney fan? Then you won't want to miss the Let's Talk About Disney podcast.
Hi, I'm Mike.
And I'm Jana.
Come join us and let's talk about Disney.
Whether it's Disney parks, Disney movies, vacation planning, Mike and Jana will talk about it all.
Welcome to the Magic Kingdom.
Jana is a certified Disney vacation planner, so she has the inside secrets to make your Disney vacation a snap.
Gorsh.
Mike and Jana also give you tips on traveling with children, things to do on vacation at our favorite Mouse's house, and much more.
We welcome you aboard our Highway in the Sky and hope you've enjoyed the Magic Kingdom.
Don't miss this unofficial inside Disney podcast. Mike and Jana would also like to share with you recent vacation reports, including yours. Have you got questions? Well, you can email them directly and they'll answer them right on the show. So go now to letstalkaboutdisney.com and subscribe to the podcast. Letstalkaboutdisney.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, Amy, that was just for you.
That's cool.
Mr. Raymer did that one. And actually, I haven't subscribed to it yet, but we're huge Disney freaks. So I'm sure we'll definitely subscribe to that one.
Yeah, you're the person who has a Mickey Mouse tattoo on your leg.
Did you notice how Mr. Raymer changes with coffee? He's like, hi, kids. But give him coffee. He's like, good morning. Okay, he doesn't sound like Cletus when he does it.
Well, no, he kind of does.
Oh, he has more of the...
No, I like it.
Yeah, so
I love coffee.
Mr. Raymer's Random Rants. We love to hear from Mr. Raymer. He's, you know, it's much easier for him to leave voicemails and let me edit them down to a 3-minute sound clip than for him to actually put together a podcast. So,
yeah.
But yeah, check out that Disney site. That looks really cool. I want to download that and check it out.
So, that looks cool. Sounds cool.
Before you read that, Amy, we were talking about we were in Michigan and we were only an hour and a half from Zaldor's World. So it got me thinking, I'm like, how close are we to other podcasters?
How close?
Maybe I'm thinking, oh, we could do a road trip, this and that, like we have any free time. So I started with the ones I knew were close. We'll start with the closest and work our way out.
Okay.
So Blue Dog Banter. How far away is Blue Dog Banter, Amy?
I think 2 blocks, maybe.
That's what I wrote down. I didn't have their exact address ready.
2 blocks, 3 blocks at the most.
I don't think it's true. I think
up yonder on the road.
It's max 3 blocks.
Yeah.
Illinois, I had the exact address, and I used Google Maps to do all this. Illinois is 1.5 miles, 3 minutes to get to their house.
From in your car.
I used the walking translation. I look like Moses here, come on. Zaldor's World, which is less. We said, I rounded him, I didn't have his address either, but it's 400-ish miles. We call him about 6.5 hours.
Okay.
And it started because I'm like, well, how far is Jawbone? Which is Len and Nora from Jawbone Radio.
They're in Ohio,
Lakewood,
right?
Ohio, which is, I think, near Cincinnati. Not too much farther than Zaldor would be. 442 miles at 7 hours and 42 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Doable. We need a 4-day weekend and no children. Well, they have like 5 kids, though, so it wouldn't be a big deal if we took our 2 kids and just dumped them all together. Borderline. You know Borderline. BDline.net. You know. The boozing people, kind of like we are, but they actually mix drinks and do constructive alcohol, you know.
I don't think I would consider us boozing people.
No, I know. Anyway, they're in Lincoln, Nebraska. They are 496 miles from the cornfields of central Illinois at 8 hours and 22 minutes, according to Google.
They're in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yes. Oh, I was surprised. Well, I was surprised. I thought it'd be closer.
That kind of explains why they're doing a lot of drinking.
Oh, absolute Amy dissing Nebraska. Borderline, feel free to diss Absolute Amy back. I wish I had the views of Absolute Amy are not necessarily those of the Red Boy Podcast or Red Boy Podcast Industries LLC.
I've driven through Nebraska. Yes. Yeah.
No, anything in Oklahoma or Nebraska? Oklahoma's on the way to Texas.
No, I've been through Nebraska. Okay. Not with you. Sorry. Different world, different life.
I know. Mr. X and Just Julie, who are in New York. I won't say exactly where, but to their house, which I have the address, is 912 miles. That'd be 15 hours. And I'm assuming that's no potty breaks.
Oh, you could do it in a day. You just get up about 6 in the morning, you just drive.
Well, I love them to death, but no. But they have three kids.
We could go. They
have three kids, and we have
in
two.
The spring,
together, we'd have five kids, and we'd be like Len and Nora.
We could go in the spring, and maybe we could do a storm cast.
In the hot tub.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Oh, let's see that lightning getting closer.
Then, if you really want to travel, and I apologize, you know what? There are some shows that I don't have on here just because I didn't have an address. I don't know where Shelley's podcast is. I know, like, the Catfish show's out of Canada. I don't know exactly what Canada. I know it's far.
Well, is it way up there? Or if it's in Ontario, it's closer than my sister.
Well, yeah, exactly, because some stuff is closer. The Big Show with Aaron, 1,709 miles. Would be 1 day and 5 hours. So I don't know if 1 day is 24 hours. I'm assuming it is. That's a long-ass way to drive.
That is.
And the record that of addresses that actually had was Air Ferg, Mr. Ferguson, at 2,035 miles in Orange County, California,
yeah,
with 1 day, 10 hours. That's when you take an aircraft, my friends.
That's a long ways. I've never done that before. I've only gotten...
No.
Yeah, no, I've been... No.
And speaking of flying, Amy, you're holding a little thing that I found. And I don't know if this is actual factual. This could be complete crap.
It's too funny not to pass on.
It is.
From Elaine.
It's called... okay, don't read too many details off. It's Qantas... Here, let me see. You can read it. Let me. Qantas has supposedly... Has a gripe sheet. And... After every flight, Qantas... I'll let you read each one, Annie.
But okay, thank you,
Qantas
Matt.
Pilots fill out a form called a gripe sheet.
And a gripe sheet.
Gripe. That tells the mechanics, you know, my tire's flat, you know, the engine rumbles, whatever. And then they fix it, and they review it, the sheet, for the next flight, and they put marks down, or whatever. So, this supposedly is... And, Amy, the P is a pilot, S is the repair guy, whatever the hell that is. So these are some of the things, actual things from Qantas. I mean, keep in mind, supposedly, again, according to this email, Qantas has never had an accident.
Okay, so this is what the pilot left on the gripe sheet. Left inside main tire almost needs replacement.
Yeah, I'll read that apart. Almost replaced left inside main tire. Here, maybe we can work this like this. Let's work it on an angle. And we can read.
Remember, I can't see very well. I don't have my glasses on.
There.
The pilot says, test flight, okay, except auto land, very rough.
Auto land not installed on this aircraft.
Pilot, something loose in cockpit.
Something tightened in cockpit.
This cannot be real. Dead bugs on windshield.
Live bugs on back order. Well, I don't think
there's no way that
I don't know if
real.
It is, but it's fun anyway. Let's keep going.
Okay. Autopilot. I have to have this. Autopilot in altitude hold mode produces a 200 feet per minute descent.
Cannot reproduce problem on ground.
Evidence of leak. On right main landing gear.
Evidence removed.
DME volume unbelievably loud.
DME volume set to a more believable level.
Friction locks cause throttle levers to stick.
That's what they're for.
IFF inoperative.
IFF, always inoperative in off mode.
Suspected crack in windshield.
Suspect you're right.
Number 3 engine missing.
Engine found on right wing after brief search. Okay, why would that be on a grape sheet? Would you gripe that the engine's missing?
I don't know. Aircraft handles funny. I love this one.
Aircraft warned to straighten up, fly right, and be serious.
Target radar hums.
Reprogrammed target radar with lyrics.
Mouse in cockpit. Cockpit.
Cat installed.
Noise coming from under instrument panel. Sounds like a midget pronouncing on some pounding on something with a hammer.
Pounding on some, took hammer away from midget. I can't believe those are real.
No,
but,
it was fun though reading
it. It's fun just pretending.
Yeah. I don't know if we did it very good justice, though, but we sure had fun doing it.
Amy, are you ready for your favorite time of the day?
I am.
Your favorite
ready.
Time of the week?
Who the f*** said that?
I pay my dues.
Bring me my wine.
Time after time.
Ow.
I've done
Welcome to What the Hell Did They Say? It's a show where you guess. You guessed it. What the hell did they say?
Informer. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I'll go blam. I like you, boom, boom, bam. Take the mind that says that I'm a stormy, slam somewhere down the lane.
Sit back, relax, and play along as Red Boy and Absolute Amy take you through What the Hell Did They Say? Right here on the Red Boy Podcast.
On the darkest highway, cooing in my air.
The neighbors are watching South Park.
Jim, while watching South Park, get out there and finish your damn house.
No, I think the kids were watching it. I think mom and dad are home now. So let's see if that gets turned off. They're walking up. They're walking up to the front door.
Oh, actually, out the front door. Jim! Damn it, Jim! Don't let your kids watch it. All right, Amy.
I have to see if it gets shut.
Oh, crazy. No, this is why our show goes longer than I want it to, because you want to talk about the neighbors and what the hell their kids were watching.
Still watching it.
I'm going to just call him and ask him to please.
Mom's yelling at him.
Maybe they're allowed to watch South Park.
I'm actually making this up. I don't know. No, but they really are watching South Park. Which I don't care, but it's kind
of
funny.
All right. Our first choice of songs tonight. And Aaron made a suggestion. I don't know what it is in front of me. He's going to complain again, I'm sure, because he likes to whine. Sorry, Aaron. You know, that's what boyfriends are about, whining.
Gay boyfriends, you're right.
Blue boy. No, but me playing a song, us doing What the Hell Did They Say implies that I have the song, and I don't have the song that he wanted me to do, so do like Raymer did and cut it down and send it to me. So,
yeah.
Our first choice tonight is ABBA.
Yay,
we love ABBA because I'm gay.
No, you're not.
All right, you got to listen. Ready? Okay. ABBA. This is, I don't think this gives away. Take a chance on me, okay? Okay. If you change your mind on the first thin dime, if you change your mind on the bursting line. Now hold on. I'm going to try something a little different. I really hear change your mind on the first thin dime.
Me too.
The bursting line. Okay, hold on. There's no one. If you change your mind on the first fee line.
Meow.
If you change your mind on the first field line. If you change your mind, I'm the first in line.
I'm the first in line.
But I do hear first field line, too.
I do, too. It's the verberation.
I pretty much knew it was...
Or on a dime.
So it is actually, if you change your mind, I'm the first in line. Stop clapping, that bounces.
You change your mind. I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
But I do hear first... field line, because I started listening, I'm like, wow, I actually do hear this. Actually, one of the choices was, if you change your mind on the ostrich line, I'm like, all right, nobody's going to believe the hell that is, but If you change your mind on the first day of July, or if you change your mind on a nursery rhyme. So, Amy, you decide. You knew what that was, apparently.
Yeah. Fine. I like ABBA.
I know.
I'm from that time.
That's the problem is you claim, like, oh, I know what it is. Oh, yeah, that's it. And you never actually say it.
No.
All right.
I thought it was...
Now, hold on. Let's try this.
Okay. Let's do a new one.
This is Poison, Ain't Nothing But a Good Time, all right? Now, I don't have choices because I couldn't find choices, but even I was listening to this. And
I'm real sad about the shape I'm in.
I'm really sorry about the shape I'm in. Really, that's not even the part I was going to
say. I'm
really sorry about the shape I'm in.
Okay.
Now, the last part is the part that
Maybe what my line is now, probably about like what they feel now.
Yeah.
What is it again?
A long ass podcast. I'm really sorry about the shape I'm in.
Didn't I say that?
Yeah. No, you didn't. No, you said I'm really sad about the shape I'm in.
Oh, okay.
All right. So here we go. But I meant the second part. Yeah. Teacher, I meant to get an A. Now, what do you hear, Amy?
Just unlock my phone.
Okay. And I heard, and similar to yours, and that's why I have no options here. I just lock my phone every now and then, thinking, you lock your cell phone, you don't want people calling.
Cell phones weren't then.
Well, and that was the other problem. Like, maybe it was a home phone with a lock. I'm like, why is he locking his phone? Because it's... Sorry, I can't fast forward. It is, I like my fun every now and then.
I like my fun.
What kind of redneck says phone? I like my phone. Whatever. That's not Vince Neil. Who's that? Tommy Lee? Whoever.
I don't know.
No, maybe that's Poison. Who's Poison?
I don't know. I wasn't really a hair band.
So
yeah.
I like my fun every... Because...
I like my fun.
For my entire life, I was saying...
I unlock my phone every now and then.
Well, that's good because if you don't unlock it, you can't use it.
Unlock my phone.
All right. Well, back to the 70s we go with the Weather Girls, Amy.
Oh, this should go out to the boys.
That's kind of why I use it. Okay. So, hold on. Okay, I wasn't going to use this originally until I saw some of the funny possibilities.
Okay.
I'm sure you know the answer, Amy, and most of the listeners are going to know it. But one of the options is Israeli men, alleluia. And what's funny is
Israeli men. Alleluia, Israeli men.
It does sound like you could.
What we're singing about Jewish men gay men?
Yeah, Israeli men or gay men. It's raining Ben.
Oh, hey. All the bins in the world.
If my name was Ben, I would like to think it was raining Ben. Or, it's raining man, alleluia. I could see that. Or, of course, as we all know, it's raining men. And I'm going to have to admit, not that I like Blue Boy or Red Corn, this is one of my guilty pleasure songs. I hate the songs, one of the songs you hate to love.
It's raining men. Woo! You can dance with your hands above the gay line.
Above the gay. This is your crib. You dance right here. All right. Just for you, Amy, I added a little extra to that cut, so.
Yeah. I like that song. That's a fun girl song or guy song,
depending if you're Blue Boy and Red Corn, then. All right. Here's the final Jeopardy round. Jesus, we're at 44 minutes. I'll never make it. We go too damn long in this show. You know, if we think we're going too damn long in the show, just tell us. All right, shut up. I'm blue. That's too loud.
Oh, man, this stupid song.
Well, I want to see if you know it. This is...
Right.
All right, ready? I'm blue, I've been beat, I've been
died, I've been beat, I've been died, I've been beat, I've been... They're saying something?
Okay. Ready? I'll listen. I'm blue, I've been beat, I've been died, I've been beat, I've been died, I've been beat, I've been died. Okay. I'm blue, I believe I could die. Or I'm blue, I got beat up and died. I'm blue, I need, I would die. Let's see, where's the one? I'm blue, I repeat on a dime. Da-da-doo-da-da. Or, I'm blue, I will bleed, I will die. Or I am blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-dee-die.
That's what I would say. That's what I thought. Da-ba-dee-da, da-ba-da-ba-dee-da-ba-da-ba-doo.
Amy, it is a trick question. It is there is no words there. It's daba dee daba die.
Oh, good, because I'm sitting there thinking, wow, all those times there were really words that because
I'm blue, I believe I could die. Blah, no, blah, 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 blah.
I always thought it was jabber.
I'm blue boy, I'm red corn.
I'm really glad that I was right on that one.
You know what, Amy? I am glad. Actually, I am glad too, because if you said, oh, I think it's totally sensical.
Oh, it's the end of the show.
No, it's not. No.
That's our ending show, isn't it?
Thanks for listening, but no, it's not. We're going to do some news.
Why is that our news thing? We need to have something serious behind us when we're doing news. Like, you know, like typewriters. You know, that whole thing. Right from the newsroom.
Back to the Jawbone callback. I don't know why I have this,
I have no idea what
connection
you're
this week to Jawbone. I don't know, because God knows I don't need more listeners or Mr. Popular over there and, you know, blah blah blah, Lakewood, Ohio, blah. Anyway, Amy, do you know women
what
have
the hell did he say?
Yeah, what did I say? Did I say blah 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 blah? Did I say being a dumb da? But again, hey, if you have any suggestions, please send them to the Redboy at redboypodcast.com. And if I don't have it, I'll tell you I need your song. But Amy, did you know that women have cleaner hands than men?
Really?
I don't. I
that does not surprise me.
Men are.
I've listened at the door to see if I'm hearing people wash their hands.
Men are dirtier than women, in the mind or in the hand.
Both.
So scientists confirmed by spying in public restrooms. Okay, what are scientists doing spying?
Why are you touching yourself, going potty, and then not washing your hands?
One quarter of men left without washing their hands.
Yeah, they're the disease spreaders.
In contrast, though, 90% of women did not wash up. Oh, 90% of women did wash up.
Yeah, duh.
So 10%. Of course, that's to say, you know, you spend that 20 seconds rubbing with soap under
but
faucet.
But now... In the defense of the women who are not, they're probably got the little wipes like I have in my purse now. Because I even get grossed out. I don't want to touch anything in that bathroom. I want to do my job. I want to get out because I feel that all surfaces in the bathroom and public restrooms are been contaminated.
Well, but see,
so I wash my hands and then I have to go and touch that gross handle by somebody, the 10% who haven't washed. So it's better, like, we did this in the rest area, didn't we?
Uh-oh.
We did this in the rest area,
yeah.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
I came out, and
we
I handed out
and we use those.
I handed out the little wipes for us.
But what's funny is, watch out, Mr. X, New York's Penn Station had the biggest gender disparity, where 64% of men washed their hands compared to 92% of women, and Grand Central Station was almost as bad. But people exaggerate about hygiene. A Harris telephone survey of 1,000 adults found 91%... insisted they wash in public restrooms. Additionally, 77% claim to always wash hands before handling food. I always wash my hands before I touch food.
No, you don't. Not always.
When I'm cooking in the kitchen, I do.
Yeah, well, but not always. You always. Okay. You said that because all right. Always do. No,
okay.
You don't.
How often do you wash your hands after coughing or sneezing? Only 32% do that.
No, not really.
Jesus, I'd be in the bathroom all freaking day.
Exactly. But I have got... But I have the little wipies now. And I tell you what, depends on the bathroom. I've been in some pretty disgusting bathrooms, and I've just, like, said, okay, I'm hovering, and I'm getting out.
All right. Do you want to hear about scientists making mosquitoes pee or the Clinton and Lewinsky condoms?
I don't want to hear about Clinton.
Great. You want to take the story that I didn't highlight that's like 3 miles long?
Well, we don't have to do any stories. We could just be done.
Then we're done. There are Clinton and Lewinsky condoms.
Yay.
I don't think I have any. Oh, you know what? Hey, check out our redboypodcast.com. We have our map. We have about 4 or 5 people who have put their pin.
Yeah, that's cool. I thought that was neat.
Stick your pin in our map. Let us know where you're. You know, even if you're a lurker, I don't think you have to put your name. I think you can be a lurker and still.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, we just want
to
know if.
And order a shirt. Or, yeah, I have no idea you actually to be able to tell if people have ordered shirts or not. But if you have ordered a shirt.
Take a picture of yourself and email it to us.
Thank you, Amy. That's an excellent idea. You don't even have to have your face. Just back of your head or something. I don't know. I'm not trying to make people. But
that'd be fun. We only have to like post it out there. You could say, don't post my picture, but we could see it. We'd say, yeah. Oh, there he is.
And like I've always said, you know, lurkers, please. We always want to hear from our lurkers.
Yeah.
And if you don't want us to talk about you, that's fine. Just put that down. We won't talk about you. But we encourage everybody. And you know what? Apparently, Amy, your favorite segment of the show has increased. You know, and if you don't like a segment, tell us that too. If you don't like us,
I'm
going to
do the segment we talked about name that mystery toy.
Oh. Well, I can pause it real quick and we can pull a toy out. Want me to pause it?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, hold on. We'll pause and we're going to get a mystery toy. Hold on. We'll come right back. Okay, Amy found a toy. And this is actually a Brian and Jen Pippa from the She Said, He Said podcast. Since they aren't podcasting anymore, we're going to steal their idea before we close out the show. If you can name this toy, parents out there of the world.
Good job.
You get... Yeah, we don't have a prize, but we could come up. You know, I could come up with a prize. Well, you know what? I will order you a t-shirt. I can give them a t-shirt. If they get this right, you deserve a t-shirt.
Yeah, if you get this one right.
Yeah, I will order you a t-shirt or a Red Boy thong. Girls only. Red corn. All right, here it is. So there you go. If you know what toy that is, not what song that is, then you have just earned yourself a
And you'll have to describe the toy, because this is not... And we're not going to be generic on the toy. We need to
you know what? If you get
a full description of what the toy is.
No, you know what? If you get within...
They have to say what it is. They cannot say it's a blank. They have to say it's a blank blank.
Okay. Well, okay.
With blank, blank, and blank... Blank.
Oh, I didn't do this, Amy. I didn't do the clothes.
Listening to What the Hell Did They Say?
No, well, you know what? It's over. Stop it. Forgot it. That's why the show's long, because of all your crap now that you have to put in it.
Oh, no, the show's long because we talk too much and we won't shut up.
All right. It's over. Goodbye. Good night.
Amy, we've already talked about the map. Stick a pin in our map, please. We'd love to hear where everybody's at. I think you can do it anonymously.
We could send them these stickers.
There you go. We'll give you some.
No, Mickey these are Luke. Sorry.
You want to get a hold of us? How will they get a hold of us, Amy?
I really don't know.
Well, of course, you can always visit the always famous redboypodcast.com. You can email me, redboy, at redboypodcast.com. Amy is, of course, two addresses, amy@redboypodcast.com or can'tremembercrap@redboypodcast.com. I should make you another one, boxwine@redboypodcast.com. Skype is redboy3. We're always on there, probably more than we need to be. I don't have a mic hooked up most of the time, but anyway, we hope you enjoyed yet another train wreck podcast by Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
I hope that they thought it was better than the last show.
Well, we've increased in subscriptions. That doesn't mean they're listening, but at least they're subscribing, so...
Okay, well, we're happy they're subscribing. Yay!
Yes. All right, well, hey, this is Red. And...
Amy.
And we are...